All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we've got Tomboy Supremacy. This here...
Tomboy's gonna get out of this situation.
Now, this here we go about... He's singing... Okay. Hill? Ain't nothing else. All right, so let's go ahead and look. Now, this ain't finished. This is 0.8B. But the developer says, you can go ahead and grab this one. It's free. He does want you to support him on Patreon. So if you do
like that.
Yeah. So if you do like this game, you can go ahead and pick it up for free. Go on ahead and do that. So let's go ahead and get started. He's still working on it all the time. So let's go ahead and get started. I know. What's your name?
I'm going to use Old Grim.
Old Grim the Hillbilly.
Just outside Kansas City, Missouri. Uh-oh. I can't wait to see him.
Out that way?
I know. I can't wait either. 4 years is way too long. You have no idea. I still say we should have visited him in Leonard Wood when he was there. What can I say? He told us not to come and embarrass him in front of his girlfriend. How would we embarrass him? We're his loving family. Well, I think he mostly meant me when he said that. Uh-oh. Ain't that right, Cosmo? Keep your eyes on the road, you fucker. Kiss my ass, Cosmo. Shut up, you bitch. I'll throw your ass out the window. Yeah.
What?
No, you won't. If you do, I'll tell everyone your secret. You wouldn't. I would. Try me, bitch. You're a bastard, Cosmo. Yeah. Just get us to the airport. You're so freaky, Luna. Sorry, Cosmo's being an ass today. More than usual. It's no problem. I'm already used to how crazy you are. Later to Kansas City International Airport. Grim! Hey, Mary, how are you? I'm doing good. So good to see you. How long... How long is this hug gonna last? A long time. Hey, Luna. Hey, bro.
Said I missed you, mein Fuhrer.
Okay, I think I'm done now. No, maybe not. Did Mom and Cheyenne not come with you? No, Mom had to do some stuff at work and Cheyenne's at school. Oh, that's right. She's still in high school.
We look like we're dressed to go to the Walmart. We all want to go to the Walmart?
Yep. Did you at least pick me up in my own car? Nah, fuck that. We brought Mom's. Mom said we weren't allowed to drive your car. Did Mom at least get the oil changed and drive it around every once in a while? Yeah, she did. It's drivable. Is Cosmo with you? Yeah, he's waiting in the car. Gotta love you, Luna, even with all your flaws. Aw, thanks. Wait, what do you mean by that? Forget it. I love you too, bro.
What would a hillbilly family be without its magical, racist bed?
Welcome to Springfield, birthplace of Route 66. After a three-hour drive from Kansas City to just outside Springfield, Missouri. Ah, it's nice to be home. Nice to have you home.
Yeehaw.
Well, I better get back to my place. Thanks for picking me up, Luna. No problem, bro. You're always welcome over at my place.
Gee, you want to stick your finger in my corn pone?
I know. Just so you know, I'm still pissed you had a girlfriend in basic training. I'm sorry, Luna. It just happened. I didn't plan it. Oh, Luna had a crush on her brother? Shut up, Mary Sue. Someone has a brother complex. I'll kick your ass. Fine. I'll shut up, you crazy psychopath. I'll see y'all later.
Keep it in the family. Peace.
Luna leaves. You know, Luna's always had a crush on you. Oh, I know. It was obvious. You two would make a cute couple. It's a shame you're related. Yeah, it's a shame. How's your cola? It's cola.
Well, the fact that that's even a conversation. Get them some therapy.
Well, it's good to have you back. Thanks, I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's a shame we can't date, wink wink.
Where's my baby? We're in here, Mom. Oh, sweetie, how are you? I'm doing well, Mom. Morton fucked with your head, did it? I hope not. We already got Luna messed up in the head. We don't need you going crazy, too.
You feel like your sister, don't you?
I think I'm okay. Good. You ain't having nightmares or anything like that? Please stop analyzing me, Mom. Sorry. It's hard to turn off my doctor instinct sometimes. It's all right. We kept your room just like it was. A fucking pigsty. Thanks, I guess. She's lying. We cleaned it somewhat. Hey, you ruined the surprise. It's fine. Luna did sleep a lot in there. I'm not surprised. I tried to stop her at first, but after a while, I just gave up. It's alright. That girl has some major problems. Part of the package deal with marrying your dad. I love her, though, even if she is a little crazy. Cheyenne should be here any minute. Slam! Where is he? Speak of the devil. In here, Cheyenne. You bastard. It's good to see you. Good to see you too, Cheyenne.
Damn, Cheyenne, you got a manly voice there.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
You left without saying goodbye. Yeah, sorry about that. Dad's death kind of broke me. Then you wouldn't let us come visit you when you were nearby. That's my bad. You for 4 fucking years. Language, young lady. Sorry. I'm just so fucking pissed. I'm going to my room. You can rot in hell, brother. I'm sorry you think that. Cheyenne storms off. I guess she's still pissed. Yep. Oh, thanks for taking care of my car, Mom. Luna says you did the maintenance on it. Anything for you, sweetie. So, have you eaten? We stopped at McDonald's and got a soda and some fries, but we had...
Eaten? I got sister's donut.
No. But we haven't had anything else. Yeah, I could eat, though. Well, I'll fix something up for us. Cool, thanks, Mom. God damn!
Well,
that woman can cook now.
That ain't no country meal.
Good, Lord, good, though. I'll give a damn.
I'll eat it.
Shit, yeah. That was a regular old meal? That was good. MREs can't compare to your cooking, Mom. Thanks, sweetie.
You know, weird, I do like MREs.
I'm always ready to cook for you.
I can take or leave them.
It was really good, Mom. I think I'm gonna go drive around town. You know, go see what's changed since I've been gone. Yeah, you should. It's only been 4 years, but a lot's changed. You should head over to where Luna lives. A lot has changed there. Really? Yeah, they built... Well, I'll just let you see yourself. Cool. A little while later in Luna's apartment. He didn't even bring it up, Cosmo. He's a bastard. I missed him so much and he didn't even bring it up.
Bring what up?
He'll come back. I know. With what you did for him, he'll definitely come back. He better. That fuckface will definitely bring it up. What you did was the greatest thing ever. I know, right? Why can't he appreciate it? Knock, knock, knock. Go away. Grim, I know it's you. I'm coming in anyway. Oh, shit. He's got a key. Go away. Grim uses his key and enters. I'm sorry. Mary Sue was around. I couldn't bring it up. I guess. I'm still mad at you, though. I did that for you, and then you just went away for 2 more years. Anyway, have you heard from Christine? Yeah, she'll be here in less than a week.
What'd she do for?
It'd be good to see her again. Yeah, you two got very close that weekend. Close is an understatement. Can I at least get a kiss? Of course. Damn.
Kissing, brother and sister.
I've missed you so much, bro.
They're close.
I missed you too. My God, having your tongue in my mouth feels so good. It's the same for me.
Needless what the rumors are, I don't know if a lot of incest where we're from.
Do you want to fuck?
And we're not from Missouri.
Definitely. Do you want me to suck your dick first?
Yeah.
Of course. Awesome.
Who don't want that?
Actually, before we start, can you turn Cosmo to face the wall? I don't want him to see this. It's creepy. You don't want my stuffed teddy bear to see me sucking you off? Yet I'm the weird one?
So you'll hook up with your sister, but you don't want the teddy bear to see.
The brother. That's her teddy bear.
Yeah. Either way.
Shut up.
Her sucking her brother off. Oh, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The teddy bear might say, turn it around.
Right. Shut up. You know what? Forget it. Just get on your knees already. God, I've missed your lips around my dick. You said the animations weren't that good. Uh-oh. Don't get me wrong. I miss you too, sis.
So you're swallowing your niece's nephews, right?
There's nothing like the warm embrace of your sister after a long, hard tour away.
Man.
Mmm. I have no clue what you're trying to say. Didn't Mom ever teach you not to talk with your mouth shut? With your mouth full? Ouch, I'm sorry, don't bite me again. I was just messing with you.
Like Afghanistan.
I really did miss you, sis. It's been so long since I've seen you girls. There's really nothing like family. Family's always there for you, always willing to help you relax. Just keep on sucking, sis, I'm almost there. Does anybody tell you how beautiful you are when your mouth is busy doing anything other than talking? Grr, I'm just messing with you. I really did miss my beautiful...
That probably vibrated. That's probably a good one.
I did really miss my beautiful, somewhat crazy sister. You're so good at that. I'm close to coming. I don't want to come all over your face, though. Oh, fuck, I think that's enough. I'm ready for the main event now. Oh, fuck yeah, so am I. Fuck, your pussy is so good. Your dick feels so good, too, bro. I missed your dick inside of me. It's finally where it belongs.
Hope we don't get no retarded kids.
Shit, I missed your pussy, sis. Fuck me, bro. Fuck me senseless. I'm fucking you as hard as I can. I don't care. I need more.
We're as tight as the royal family.
Fuck me harder. You're on birth control, right? Are you thinking of coming inside of me? Let's Russian roulette it. What?
No.
I'll let you figure out whether I'm on birth control or not. What better way, right? God damn it, Luna. Do you want me to come inside you and risk having a kid, or are you gonna be a pussy and come outside?
You heard about them ones in Virginia that have been so inbred for so long?
Yeah, they turn blue.
And there's one guy can't even talk, he barks. He's excited.
Damn it. It is a hard decision.
No.
We ain't fit to do that.
No special kids.
Here I come. You're a pussy, Graham. You won't even take the risk. That's no fun.
The risk?
Just so you know, I am on birth control.
Well, that's a...
Well, get the fuck off of it or stay on it. Okay, I will. Do you want to go get some coffee? I could go for some coffee. Cool. There's a new place right around the corner.
Bit like make love to your sister, make you want some caffeine real quick.
Awesome, let's go. After a walk around the block. Hey, Luna. Hey, Benny. Who's this? This is my brother, Grim. Oh, is this him? Excuse me, this is him. Nice to meet you. I'm Benny. Nice to meet you, Benny. Luna's told me all about you. I didn't know you'd be here so soon. I told you he's coming home. Yeah, but I thought you meant like a month. What? Hey, where's Cosmo? I got Grim with me. I don't need Cosmo. I don't know. He might not take that well.
Gonna have to take him to the rally.
I don't care. Okay. What can I get you to?
Get us two bed sheets. Put holes in them.
You still like it black, right?
No, not black.
Yep. Awesome. A little while later. So, you didn't see any combat?
Oh, thank goodness, at least they put it in a white cup.
No, I was stationed in Okinawa the whole time. Did you at least visit my mom?
No. My dad was stationed when he was in the Marines.
Oh, shit. Why not? She's annoying. So you're annoying too. Yet I put up with you. I guess it doesn't matter. She's flying out here soon to visit anyway.
At that point, your family, you ain't got to flirt no more.
Was it fun living with Christine? It was fun. She's a fun person. She has changed a bit, though. Are you breaking up with her? What? No, of course not. You'll see. I want to surprise everyone. Okay. We did have a fun time together. That threesome was fucking awesome. Only the best sister ever will let you do that, and don't you ever forget it. You are the best sister ever. Don't I know it? Just remember, don't tell anyone else about it. Hell, it'd be in the paper.
Yeah, they'll send us to Alabama.
Don't worry. I won't. Cosmo knows, though. It's okay if Cosmo knows. No one will believe him anyway. Good. I don't keep secrets from him. I know you don't. I should probably get back home. The family might start to worry. Yep.
You already with family. Well, they know where you're at.
A little while later at the house. Hello? Anyone here? Home? Rather. Where is everyone? Hell, I'm gonna walk on in. What the hell? Get out, big bro. Sorry.
After a minute. I seen all of y'all.
Okay, you come in now. Sorry about that. No problem. Where is everyone?
Mental note, always just walk on in.
Cheyenne forgot some stuff at school, so Mom took her back to get it. Oh, okay. Did you check out the town? Yeah, I drove around some bit and had some coffee with Luna. Did you go to the new coffee place? Yep. Be wary of Bunny, though. I think she's one of those Antifa fucks. I'll keep that in mind.
Antifa fucks?
Well, ain't no damn Antifa around here. I mean, she's cute and all. Just watch yourself around her.
We just keep that white pride and keep her coffee light.
You still playing D&D with your friends, ain't you? How'd you know? Because you're using words like wary way too much.
Bitch,
I love Casey, but be wary of her. Shut up, you ass. Casey's awesome. How is Casey? She's doing well. She's playing softball now. That's cool. Is she still a total muscle head? Shut it. She could kick your ass. Sure she could. How have you been doing? I've been doing pretty good. I took up competitive shooting.
Wasn't a coincidence. He just did some shooting.
Wasn't I the one who recommended you to do that? You were. I thought I was. Dad always said I should be a sniper, though. I miss him. I do, too.
You want to go sniping?
We're home! You're back for good this time, aren't you? I am. I'm glad. Me too. Let's go see if Mom needs help with anything. Okay, let's go. Downstairs. Hey, Mom. Where were you two? We were up in Mary Sue's room talking. I'm guessing you stopped by Luna's? Yeah, how'd you know? You two have been extremely close since the day I brought you home from the hospital. Luna was so cute back then. Can't believe she's 29 now. Seems like just yesterday your father and I met. You two were married for 2 years before I arrived, right? Yep. Luna was 3 when your father and I married. She was such a sweet pea. She wouldn't let your dad go anywhere without her. I missed out on your dad. But if her parents hadn't threatened to disown her, I never would have met him and you two wouldn't be here. All's well that ends well, I guess. Yep. Luna says she's coming out here soon. Yeah, I can't remember if it's going to be this week or next week. You'll have to ask her. I think she's bringing Rika, too. Oh, I haven't seen Rika in so long. How old is she now? 18, I think. She's the same age as Cheyenne. So cool. She's so cute. Hey, Mom, Rika is technically our sister, right? I guess. She's Luna's half-sister and you're Luna's half-sister, so technically speaking, yeah, you're sisters. Awesome!
Keeping it a family!
Just so you know, Christine is going to be here in a few days. Is this the mysterious girlfriend everyone's been talking about? Yep. I can't wait to meet her. Hopefully you'll stick with her this time. I still don't know what happened between you and Hesia? Was it because she's Middle Eastern and you're a racist? What? No. I'm just teasing you, sweetie.
We're all racist here in Missouri.
You've had the biggest amount of multiculturalism girlfriends probably in anyone in town. Christian County, Missouri is your Baskin Robbins of pussy.
Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors.
Wow.
And most of them are fish.
I'm just pulling his leg. Where's Cheyenne? She's up in a room pouting.
Pout.
She's still pissed at me? She's been pissed for 4 years. You're gonna have to do a lot to make up for her. Yeah, I know. I'll go up and talk to her. Good. I don't need you two fighting all the time. I understand. After drinking a few beers and building up the courage. Go away, Graham. I won't talk to you.
I'm coming to you.
I'm coming in anyway. After entering. You could have at least told me you were in your underwear before I came in. There's nothing you ain't seen. Yeah, you are known for walking around in your underwear. Of course, back then you weren't so... I should shut up. Weren't so... what? Let's just say you grown. Aw, you talking about my breasts? Wish we weren't. Is this making you uncomfortable? Very much so. Do you want to touch him? That a trap, ain't
that's
it?
That's even more uncomfortable.
There's no fucking way this ain't a trap.
He said, if we weren't in Missouri,
Lord, she's
this
playing
would be
a,
wrong.
She's playing one of these on her computer. Is Dateline doing a story about incest or something? They're going to be. Come on, touch him. Touch him? Don't touch him.
I'll go for it.
Okay. I knew it. You're a pervert. Army turned you into a pervert. I bet you've been sticking your dick in foreign prostitutes.
Can you go back?
Sucky, sucky, me love you long time, soldier boy. That's what they all say, right? What? Don't deny you ain't tried that Asian pussy. Well, I mean, I knew it. Did you at least use protection? Do I have a bunch of bastard nieces and nephews running around the world? What the hell's wrong with you? Get out. Fine.
Can
after Grim leaves. He did it. He touched him. No one's ever touched him before. He's the first. It felt so good even for that second. After taking her clothes off. I missed you, bro. I love you so much. I need you. I'm sorry I treated you so bad.
Well, there's a mental disorder in this family. What?
Your dick feels so good in my virgin pussy. Babies? Do you want to impregnate your little sister? Be an honor to carry your baby. I love you, big bro. You're the best. Do it. Come inside me. Make your little sister your breeding moo cow. Yes, yes, yes. Knock, knock, knock. Are you all right in there, Cheyenne? Go away! Okay. Don't see I got my hands in my pussy? You don't mess with me when I got my...
I got my fingers in my clam
trap. Damn it, the mood is gone.
Got my fingers in my crawfish hole.
A few days later at Luna's. How do I look, Cosmo? Like usual, a whore.
Like an insane
Shut
whore.
Up, Cosmo. You asked. I'm nervous. I ain't seen her in a while. We did so much together. How'd her pussy taste? Pretty good. In fact, it's one of the best I ever had.
Yeah.
Of course, Grim's dick was in my pussy, so
kinda
I was a little...
like salmon? Fisher?
I was a little distracted on the taste. More like a halibut. Totally understandable. Knock, knock, knock. Come on in. Hey, sis. What the hell? Damn, she got fat. She's not fat, Cosmo. She's pregnant. Did Cosmo call me fat? He did. Damn it, Cosmo, I'll kick your ass. Just don't sit on me. Did he respond? He said, just don't sit on him. Yeah, you probably like that.
So she's the only one who can hear the... She might be schizophrenic.
Damn it, I would. What ain't wrong in the family? He says you're right. I know how perverted you are, Cosmo.
When I met him at the monster truck rally, I knew he hadn't been mine.
Show me your titties, bitch. Cosmo! Tell her what I said, Luna. No! Oh, come on. She got really nice titties. No! This is great. What'd he say? I can't repeat it. Repeat it, bitch! No. It's okay, Luna. What'd he say? He wants you to show him your titties. Oh, kinky. Give me a second. After taking her shirt off, what do you think, Cosmo? Mother of God! They got bigger as that in pregnancy. What'd he say? He's surprised they got bigger. Yeah, they got milk in them now. I must taste it. He wants to taste it. I want to taste it too. Go ahead. Really? Okay. You sure? Yeah. Not like Grim has been taking shots from. It's true. You are a god to me. I will worship you to the end of my days. Okay. Here I go. It's good, right? Mm-hmm. Leave some for me, sis. Me too. Stop licking my nipple. Ow. Why? You're gonna get me horny, and I just spent 16 hours in 4 airplanes and almost 3 hours in a car. Plus, I have major jet lag.
Oh.
Sorry.
Aren't you not supposed to fly when you carry something in your bed?
That ain't gonna hurt her. Once I get over my jet lag, we can fuck like rabbits. Yes! I don't think she means you, Cosmo. Damn it! Is he upset he won't get to fuck me? Yep. You don't have a dick, Cosmo. Well, if you're nice, though, I may let you eat my pussy out. I'll be on my best behavior. Luna's pussy's getting kinda old. Cosmo, what the hell? What? Nothing. It's not about you, anyway. He did say you'll be on his best behavior, though. Good. Well, now that that's settled, it's good to see you, Luna. That's a little anticlimactic, knowing I just drank breast milk from your titty. Oh, well, it's good to see you, too. You want something to drink? No, I'm good. You?
Straight from the tap.
I'm cool. Can we at least sit down? Pregnancy does fuck up a woman's feet. Also, let me put my shirt on. It's fucking cold in here. Luna likes the cold. Yeah, have a seat. After putting her shirt on and sitting down. So how was your flight? Long. You've flown from here to Japan, so you know. Yeah, it ain't fun. So when y'all moving into the condo? About a week. Cool. We're staying with Mom until then. I'm guessing y'all stop by here first before going to Mom's? Yeah. Good choice. When's your mom and sister coming? Actually, it's just gonna be Rika. Mom has to work. That sucks. I know you really wanted to see her. If I can't have both, then one will have to do. Rika's thinking about spending the next year here. That's cool. Yep. She'll be staying with you? Of course. It's a good thing she knows English. Yeah, she wouldn't do too good here without knowing English. I don't want her to... Nihongo shite imasu ka?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is an ally.
Anara wa Nihongo o shite imasu ka? Do you know Japanese?
Yeah. Si.
Mochiron soy, soy yo. Soy yo? Soro yo. Of course I do. Mochiron soro yo. Of course
soy,
I do.
Soy Luna. No, that's Mexican.
You know, Luna knows a lot of languages, including fictional ones. Seriously? Yeah, I teach Klingon at the Learning Center. Today is a good day to die, but I don't know Klingon. No, it's not. What the hell is Klingon? It's from Star Trek.
Star Trek? Star Trek shit.
It's Star Trek. Your pussy shall be mine, Christine. Stop it, Luna. Fine. Oh my god, I can't believe I had a three-way with two Trekkies. How dare you, madam? I'm joking. Plus, we're not Trekkies. Well, I'm not. I like all science fiction. And fantasy. Yep, and fantasy.
We're just two loving brother and sister couple.
Even though the past decade has gone down the shitter with this woke shit. I'm optimistic, though. See, old Donald Trump, he's gonna fix it. Me too. I'm surprised they didn't say it. It's like, after old Trump gets back in, you'll see after a few hours.
Man, I just don't know if we should be incorporating all that into this game.
He's fine with it, trust me.
It ain't him, boy. Oh, I told you all them Trumpers fucked their
Yeah, Mom, we just gonna stay here at Luna's for the night.
Especially up in Missouri. Oh, goodness.
Christine is asleep on Luna's bed. Yeah, major jet lag.
I'd love to ask her out, but she's fucking her brother.
Okay, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night. Is Mom angry?
Well, you can't get between family.
Nah, she didn't say it. Mary Sue was excited to meet her, though. Mom is gonna freak when she sees that she's pregnant. Probably. She'll be excited too. True. She must be exhausted. She is. You weren't like this when we picked you up for the airport. I'm not pregnant. That's true. Was she discharged from the army? Yep. Honorably? Yep. Awesome. Back at the house. Ugh. What? Mom says that Grim won't be coming home until tomorrow. I really wanted to meet his girlfriend. You can't wait a little while longer, can you? I guess. Where is he staying? With a friend? Nah, he's staying with Luna. Oh, okay. Thinking if I tell her, it'll mess her up. Thinking I gotta keep it to myself. I told him I wouldn't tell anyone. Yep, I'm gonna keep it to myself. Maybe I could use this as an advantage. To my advantage, rather. Huh. I did get to see him naked. God, he's so hot. Earth to Casey. Oh, sorry. I was thinking.
Having third pervy thoughts.
What were you talking about? What were you thinking about? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Oh, come on. I won't tell anyone.
Nothing. Just your brother's wiener.
Sorry, I'm going to take this one to the grave. You're no fun. I'm totally fine. If I weren't, you wouldn't be my friend. Fine, you're fun. Thank you. Somewhere west of the Rocky Mountains. Yeah.
All right, there's an agent in here.
Yeah, I'll be there in a few more hours. Good. It's getting boring here without you. Will you send a limo to pick me up to come get you? Of course. That's why I'm calling. I should tell you that Grim has a girlfriend now. What do you mean, he has a girlfriend? Yep. They're moving into a condo next week, from what I've heard. They're moving in together? Yep. Hey, remember to put sodas in the limo. Yeah, I'll tell them before they pick you up. Make sure that they're cold. I hate warm soda. Me too.
Boy, I'm making all these demands.
It'll be good to see you. I know, right? I heard your mom's not coming. No, Dad and her had to do some business shit. Makes sense. Life of a multi-billionaire, huh? Yep. I'm so glad you're not stuck up like all the rest. Oh, thanks.
See, not all hillbillies are poor.
Well, you're not. You're also not a drug and alcohol-fueled party girl. It's probably because my parents cared. I guarantee that's what it is. Also, you hang out with us simple folks. Simple? I mean, you're not rich, but you aren't starving either. Calling you simple is a little wrong. The rest of the people who live in your town are simple, but definitely not your family. Wish I could believe that. It's true. I mean, Mary Sue and Luna are definitely rednecks, but doesn't your mom come from some mob family out of Kansas City? The mob in Kansas?
A mob family in the Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Supremacy Mob.
The Redneck Mafia is a real thing, though.
Maybe you should keep on the down low, Rika.
Yeah, but your mom's not a part of it. Plus, I think the Redneck Mafia is out of Kentucky, not Kansas City. Actually, that's the Hillbilly
the
Mafia.
Redneck, the Hillbilly,
whatever.
I said.
Your mom's not a part of it. Isn't her name Marcelli? Her maiden name is, yeah.
Oh, Italian.
You're gonna have to explain that to. You're gonna have to explain to me how your mom and dad met one day sometime. It's a long story.
Met her at a pizza parlor. Yeah.
Yeah, but it has the Mafia, Army, Intelligence, and CIA involved. Gotta tell it to me. My mom could explain it better. I asked you to tell it to me multiple times, but you keep on putting it off. Yeah, I get distracted easy. Well, I'm gonna be in town for over a year, so this is the time you have to tell me. Fine. That reminds me, have you told Luna you're coming in a week early? Nope. I wanna surprise her. Yeah, you're gonna surprise her until she's pissed off. Oh, be quiet. What? She hates your surprises. That is true. Maybe I should give her a call. I would. Okay, I'm gonna call her right now. Alright, I'll see you soon. See ya. Alright. And here's where we're gonna end it.
Interesting.
It's different. It's different. Seems like things are kind of just getting started.
If you'd call it stereotypical.
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's a satire. It's a satire.
Satire sounds better.
It's different. It's different. We don't get games like this often. So we're more than...
Word says all Southern people fuck their shit.
Well, you know, it's making... It's a satire, man.
Well, I don't have a sister. Joke's on me.
Well, I have known several that fucked cousins.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I've known a lot that have fucked cousins. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I know where you...
Yeah, I know.
From.
I
yeah,
know.
There's a lot
I
of them
know,
over in that bar.
Yeah, I know.
Down in that holler.
Yep. All right. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and DP, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley when we got another great AVN. You can pick this game up for free. It's on itch.io, Tomboy Supremacy. Go ahead and give it a try. And it's also free on F95, which the creator supports. He literally said, if you want the game on F95, get it there. If you want it on itch.io, get it there. But if you like the game, you can support his Patreon. So definitely go ahead and do that. All right, guys. So I am out of here.
Later.